You're listening to part two, episode one of A Woman's Guide to Money, Relationships, and the Law in Ontario. This section is about economic abuse in relationships, what it is, and what it looks like. It's common for abusers to try to control their partners financially. For example, when Calvin and Ronnie split up, Ronnie realized that throughout their relationship, she had little access to the money they shared and didn't know much about their finances. Calvin paid all the bills, bought everything in his name, and managed all their bank accounts. After they separated, Ronnie found out that Calvin had taken out a credit card in her name, purchased a lot of expensive things, and that the car they had shared was only documented as Calvin's. Economic abuse can look like this, or it can take other forms. Sometimes it means keeping a partner from being able to use money belonging to the couple. You might be experiencing economic abuse if your spouse is running up large debts in joint accounts or in your name, or if they're taking out credit cards in your children's names. Other forms of economic abuse include incidences where your spouse won't allow you to work, or forces you to earn all the income for your household, or puts your job at risk by harassing or abusing you, or threatening to cut you off financially if you leave them.